Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. He is a master player of the bandoneon, born in a small town in northern Argentina and self-taught in the tradition of improvisational tango. She is a classically trained cellist and studied with some of the most respected soloists of the 20th century. Together, composer Dino Saluzzi and German cellist Anja Lechner have produced a sound that is reminiscent of the old world but somehow distinctly new. Their new record is called Ojos Negros, and Anja Lechner joins me here in our WNYC studio, and Dino Saluzzi joins us via the telephone. And to the two of you, welcome back. You've each been here separately, but Dino, this really is a very unusual project, your work with Anja Lechner. The two of you worked together on an album called Cultrum some years ago with the Rosamunda Quartet. Why return to the sound of the cello with your instrument, with the bandoneon?
I'm so curious what you think about. Yeah, but because this worked together very good. The sound is almost, it's like a family of the sound, bandoneon and cello. And the idea was, because Manfred Eicher proposed us to make a duetto.
Okay, Manfred Eicher is the guy who runs ECM Records.
Yes,
the label that both of you have recorded for.
Yeah, I think it's the good relationship with the cello player.
It's interesting that you use the word family. And by the way, Dino is joining us on the phone because you've had the flu for a couple of days.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
And you have a concert tonight.
But I'm good for tonight, yeah?
Yes, yeah, so you're okay. You're good to go for Merkin Hall tonight.
I'm really good for tonight, definitely.
Anja, Dino mentions the kind of family connection. The bandoneon, I mean, we know this as an instrument that, you know, Dino plays, that the late Astor Piazzolla played. It's associated with Argentina and tango, but it's originally from Germany, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from Germany. It was invented in Krefeld from Heinrich Band.
So when you heard that sound, is there something in the collaboration here that felt like coming home for you?
Yeah, I have to say. I mean, when I first heard the bandoneon, I was fascinated by the sound, but I was even more fascinated when I heard Dino Saluzzi playing.
Because, thank you, Anja.
Hi, Dino. Because his way of playing is just unique. And since he's improvising in the tango, which is not common.
Right. Now, when you first performed with Dino on that album back in 1999 with the quartet,
yes.
Were you improvising then?
Not very much, because in the string quartet it's not too easy to improvise. We had some open parts, and we were improvising in terms of with dynamic phrasing, tempo.
I guess we're not the only ones who want to speak to Dino right now.
Articulation.
But now this new recording, Ojos Negros, mm-hmm. It's just the two of you, and it's much more open. And you really do have to improvise.
Yeah, and we are much more flexible together, and we are changing all the time the things. And I enjoy this very much.
So there is, this is something that you've done before, or is this really the first time that you've improvised to this extent?
No. I'm improvising since I'm 16 years old. Otherwise, I think it wouldn't work out with Dino Saluzzi. you have to be extremely flexible. I'm always looking for musicians and composers who give me some ideas, but then extend to the improvisation.
Mm-hmm. Dino, what's happening there? Are you still with us, or okay? Let's listen to a little bit of the CD while we reconnect with Dino in his hotel room. Dino Saluzzi and Anja Lechner are performing together at Merkin Hall tonight, and this song is called Esquina. It means corner, and it is from the new CD Ojos Negros, or Black Eyes. Esquina is the name of this piece from the album Ojos Negros by my guests Anya Lechner, the German cellist, is here with me in the studio, and the Argentine composer and bandoneon player Dino Saluzzi joining us via phone. Dino, this is this... I mean, a lot of people call what you do Nuevo Tango.
I really don't want to classify the music, because the music is music at the end, and the classification of the music means take a freedom out.
Mm-hmm.
So every kind of music start to go to grow out since the beginning. I mean, the pop music and the, I mean, all the classic music, what we call classic music, I mean, romantic music, classic music, modern music, postmodern music, all this music came from some people. And some people is living into his culture. And from his culture, grow up to the universality. So if we classify the music like Tango Nuevo, which word is called invention or something give to idea to the great Piazzolla, Astor Piazzolla, I mean. And Tango Nuevo, it's for me particularly, it's kind of a separation of the history of the tango, which is fantastic because we don't know yet. The people don't know yet the really background of the tango, the great composer from the tango before Piazzolla. So for me, it's I say like Borges, you know, Jorge Luis Borges.
Mm-hmm.
For
me, the writer, yeah,
means tango, the tango world. I mean, the tango world is some kind of culture, some kind of perception of the world, perception of the life, some style to catch the possibility of to grow up or to train each other.
It's interesting, Dino, to hear you mention Borges, because a lot of your albums over the years seem like they're telling a story. Maybe not in a literal narrative sense, but...
I think, you know, I'm sorry, but the music has had to tell some history, and other way, go to come, what do you say, mechanical or... only rational thing. If the rational thing, it's take only the way to be rational and to don't be spontaneous or intuitive. Intuitive. What they say, it's not complete because we are both sides. In somewhere, the rationality go out from the intuition. For the natural knowledge, so we I try to follow the reconciliation these two sides of the knowledge to touch the really deep heart of the people.
So the rational and the intuitive together.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you mentioned that many people aren't aware of the great tango composers who preceded Piazzolla. The song Ojos Negros that the album is named after actually is a song by one of the great old composers.
Yeah, Vicente Greco.
Greco lived in the early part of the 20th century.
Yeah, before Piazzolla. You see, the great history of the tango music, we have to show to the people because we have to work with the people, not like to be really, to be really famous or to be as in favor of the music, in favor of the culture, or in favor to be together with the rest of the world, to try to understand each other, even if we come from different culture.
Well, and this certainly is a good example, as we have an Argentinian composer and bandoneon player and a German cellist, Anya Lechner. Here is Dino Saluzzi with Anya Lechner and the title track from the CD Ojos Negros. ¶¶ Ojos Negros was written by Vicente Greco in the early years of the 20th century and now recorded by my guests, Dino Saluzzi, who plays the bandoneon, a type of accordion, and Anya Lechner, who plays the cello. She's also part of the Berlin-based Rosamunde Quartet. And Anya, you heard Dino talking about how he feels music needs to reconcile the rational and the intuitive. Does that resonate with your training as a classical musician?
Yeah, I would say so. Maybe in the classical music you first prefer the rational side because you have to read and practice and to repeat all the time. But then if you don't have the intuition, I mean, there won't be music. And intuition also means...
Yeah, the music go only muscle.
Yeah,
you know?
The intuition also means to feel or to understand what the composer might have meant in his music. Because as Gustav Mahler said, everything is written in the music except the very important thing. Mm. So you have to always look behind the mirror.
There's that famous story. Was it Bruno Walter had come to Mahler's place in the Alps or something, and he's looking at this incredible view of the mountains, and Mahler turns to him and says, "Don't bother, I already composed it." Dino was talking also about how sometimes the thing that keeps you rooted to your culture is the thing that makes your music universal. Yeah. Did you feel that it was easy to step into Dino Saluzzi's music, into his world, because he is so rooted to the sounds of northern Argentina?
In my life, it's like that. If I fall in love with a certain kind of music, then it becomes easy to step into it. But it means that I really have to look for it, and it takes some time. It's not that I just think, oh, I like the tango, let's play the tango. It takes years.
Yeah.
But first, I need to be somehow... I need to fall in love with this kind of music.
Yeah.
And then the next step will come.
Dino, the type of... I mean, when we say tango here in New York, people think of Buenos Aires.
Uh-huh.
But you're not from Buenos Aires. You're from a smaller town further north. How different was the music that was part of your culture?
Maybe the expression. Because we play the line and different conception, which is so different. That's I call improvisation, too. Because the line is writing in some rhythmical idea, and we transform these rhythmical ideas in a way to make art. So we are free to play. It's kind of improvisation. That's the reason why every concert for us, it's different. I think it's from the north to the city. It's, you know, every big city have almost the same feeling, and the small town you are, you have more peace, you have more silent, you are more in contact with the nature, so this balance make a contribution to the music for the life too, you know.
And your records, Dino, often have a sense of silence about them. There is that sense that even while the music is playing, there's
some space. You mean
space? Yes,
space. Yeah, which is because the music is in an instrument for the communication.
Mm-hmm.
If I talk without a stop with somebody, the communication, the dialogues, it's no dialogue really. The communication start to be a monologue, not a dialogue.
Monologue, not a dialogue, right?
Yeah. So that's the reason why my music is with a lot of space to try to make a contact with the people, you know.
Now, Anya, after playing these concerts with Dino, after making the recording with him, when you go back to, for example, the string quartet, do you bring something different? Does this kind of playing change the way you are as a chamber musician?
I think I'm getting more and more open, and I try to live and to share with my colleagues the spontaneous moments even more. And also there, for instance, we are learning now all the Schubert quartets, and he used to compose them when he was extremely young. And there are a lot of questions for us as interpreters. And now, since I'm more and more free with Dino's music, and because I mean
but you're not going to take a solo in the middle of a Schubert
string quartet. No, of course not. No. But I have another point of view now.
Let me tell something to you guys. I think if we don't, as musicians, we don't as like a musician, we don't try to refresh, to make a new Schubert and all these composers, the music is dead. Mm-hmm. That means to grow up, to create without it stops all the time. When the music is fixed in one place, when the music is set up without possibility to move, because the art is movement all the time, then the music is dead.
Well, and Anya, that goes back to what you were saying before about the classical tradition. You need to have the rational, but then if you don't have the intuitive quality, it's not really musical. We'll need to leave it there, but the concert is tonight at Merkin Concert Hall on West 67th Street at 8 p.m. Dino Saluzzi plays the bandoneon. Anya Lechner plays the cello. The album is called Ojos Negros, or Black Eyes, on the ECM record label. Dino, a real pleasure to speak with you again. Hope you feel better before the event tonight.
Great pleasure for me, man. Thank you very much. Great honor.
And Anya, nice to see you again. Thank you very much as well.
Thank you.
Still to come on Soundcheck today, it takes two to tango and it takes four to make a Cricket World Cup semifinal. We'll hear a new soundtrack that accompanies that world event next.